Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 8th of June, 2020. Got the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend and is coming at you right now in about 5 minutes. Thinking about getting those iPads or Macs on credit? Well, Apple may want you to use their credit. Looks like Apple's about to allow customers to buy products including iPads, Macs, and even AirPods. And you could actually do it via monthly installment payments on your Apple Card. At least that's what Bloomberg is reporting as of this morning. Apparently, the payments will be managed through the Apple Card section in your iPhone wallet, and that will actually be added to customers' monthly Apple Card bills. Now, if you were sitting here thinking, well, maybe I should just go all out and get that Super Mac Pro. Doesn't look like that's on the list just yet. From what we're hearing right now, it's only going to be for iPads, Macs, and maybe an Apple Pencil. Remember, last year, Apple rolled out that 24-month interest-free payment plan for iPhones, as long as you used your Apple Card. Though this time, we're not hearing anything about 3% cash back. Guess we're going to have to wait for Apple to confirm that. Staying with Apple News, got yourself a new iPhone 11. Is it turning green on you? Well, you wouldn't be the only one. A number of iPhone users out there are actually seeing a strange green tint on their devices. It actually displays for a few seconds after you've unlocked the phone, and then mysteriously just goes away. As for what's causing it, nobody's got a clue. There has been a whole bunch of complaints, though, posted on Reddit and even the Mac Rumors forum. Now, right now, it looks like the most affected devices are the iPhone 11, the iPhone 11 Pro, and the iPhone 11 Pro Max. Strangely enough, though, some iPhone X and XS users, they've also been experiencing the issues, too. But those seem a little bit further and far between. Some users are also saying this green tint only appears to show up when using dark mode or night shift. Apparently, Apple is aware of this issue. They've just yet to release a statement on it. It is a Monday, so maybe they'll get around to it today. Okay, UK listeners, get your gas automobile just sitting over there thinking, ah, man, I hate filling this thing up. Well, the UK might give you an incentive to actually replace your combustible engine with an EV. The UK government looks like it might be drafting plans that would give drivers up to £6,000 if they exchange their gas engine for an electric vehicle. Now, the current government is actually drafting these plans together, so yeah, nothing set in stone yet. Though we have heard that we may be seeing this unveiled sometime around the 6th of July. Apparently, this will be a broader plan to help the British economy recover, yes, after the lockdown. Now, you might remember the UK actually wants to ban sales on all combustible cars by the year 2035. So they're hoping by doing this incentive now, they can start pushing towards that direction. And finally, there's no place like Earth. There's no place like Earth. There may be. Yeah, it looks like KOI-456.04. Yep, that's what we're going to call it for now. Could be another Earth-like planet. At least that's what astronomers are saying. And it gets even better. Apparently, this new Earth-like planet got a sun just like ours. This new planet actually is similar to Earth in size and even how it orbits. It looks like its orbit is actually 378 days. So yeah, it's about 93% close to what we do. Oh, and speaking of close, just how close is KOI-456.04? Yeah, it's about 3,000 light years away. Better get her backpack now. It's a long journey. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening to you, well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the news show over there, as well as the Mac show, the big show, and the photo show, too. Check us out on Facebook as well at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. And come by our BTN community over at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, hope you have a fantastic Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.